USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump attended the formal swearing-in ceremony of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The president had nothing but glowing reviews and words for Pompeo.
I have absolute confidence that he will do an incredible job as the nation's 70th Secretary of State. As Mike travels the world, he will carry out the greatest mission and highest duty of the State Department to represent the interests of the American people.
And in two developing stories, a C-130 military aircraft crashed near Savannah Hilton Head, South Carolina today. And we're also hearing that a Southwest plane flying from Chicago to New Jersey landed safely in Cleveland after one of its windows cracked. And finally, a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down right about 50 points as we're halfway through the trading day on Wednesday. Check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide. Go see it today.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
A private firm's monthly job report exceeds expectations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
In advance of the government's jobs report that comes out on Friday, ADP's report shows the nation added 204,000 jobs in April, 14,000 more than the experts had predicted would be seen in that report. Most of the new jobs in the service sector, but goods producers did add 44,000 positions, including 27,000 in construction. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than a dozen known or suspected terrorists are trying to get into the United States on any given day. That's according to Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. She joined Fox News to talk about some of the threats we're facing.
Border security is national security. And what we do, the Department of Homeland Security, we see 15 terrorists either planning to travel or actually traveling to the United States each day, known as suspected terrorists. So that means they're coming through our legal land, port, and air.
This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Kanye West has been raising some eyebrows from his recent statements regarding President Donald Trump and his support of President Trump. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice joined Fox Business and shared her opinion on what Kanye West has been saying as of late.
People should be able to express their views. Not all of us have to think politically the same way. I've said to people sometimes, you know, I've been black all my life. You don't have to tell me how to be black. And so I think we need to recognize that in some ways the height of prejudice is to look at somebody and think you know what they think because of the color of their skin.
Yeah.
And so I hope we get to the point that people get to express their views and you can agree with them or disagree with them. But it's that, after all, is what it really means to be American, is to have the ability to say what you think.
Now, West has been receiving a lot of grief for an interview he did earlier this week where he discussed slavery. He took to Twitter and said, quote, "To make myself clear, of course I know that slaves did not get shackled and put on a boat by free will. But my point is for us that we have stayed in a position, even though the numbers were on our side, means we were mentally enslaved." And finally, a third woman has come forward to accuse NBC anchor Tom Brokaw of making unwanted advances toward her early in her journalism career. The married woman said Brokaw attempted to kiss her inside her rented Los Angeles home 50 years ago while he was helping her on a story. Please remember, check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.